You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. I am Tony Wiggins, and it is Super Bowl week. And Media Day happened yesterday. And one of the people that spoke during Media Day for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. And Byron Leftwich, who, as Jaguar fans know, was a first-round pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was one of the more bizarre first-round selections, too, in the way that it happened, because the Jaguars actually, I believe, they slept their pick. And, like, Terrell Suggs was selected instead of Byron Leftwich, and I think Jack Del Rio wanted Terrell Suggs or something like that. It was some weird thing happened between Jacksonville and Baltimore back then, but Byron Leftwich, who's the offense coordinator for the Bucs, was the first-round pick quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, he wasn't the first franchise-type quarterback, or he wasn't the first guy that the Jaguars hoped to be a franchise quarterback, because at the time, the Jaguars had their franchise quarterback in Mark Brunell, who Tom Coughlin had traded for not too long after the Jaguars became a franchise. So Brunell, who's in the Ring of Honor and who's now the quarterback's coach for the Detroit Lions as of this year, was an established guy, had been to a Pro Bowl, so he's the best quarterback in Jaguars history. But Byron Leftwich was the first guy that the Jaguars decided to use a top 10 pick on. They also did it with Blaine Gabbert and Blake Bortles after that. And why am I bringing this up? Well, it's obvious for two reasons. One is because Byron Leftwich is now coaching in the Super Bowl. And I guess once a player comes into the league and he played most of his career in Jacksonville, I think he spent almost just as many years in Pittsburgh back and forth at the end as he did in Jacksonville. But this is where he came in, and this is where he got most of his stats. He threw for 51 touchdowns and 36 picks in 4 years, and they realized he wasn't the franchise guy, and they moved on. And you see a lot of that these days with teams moving on from guys, whether it's Jared Goff or, in some cases, they moved on from Josh Rosen really early. That process is a little bit different now than it used to be because of the rookie salary cap. But in any event, in a year where the Jaguars are picking Trevor Lawrence, in a year where the Jaguars have the number one pick, it struck me, and I just think, like, well, damn, the first time they ever picked a quarterback in the first round was Byron Leftwich, and now Byron Leftwich is coaching in the Super Bowl, and he's coaching Tom Brady, who's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It's just an amazing, amazing run for Byron Leftwich. For a guy whose career probably didn't go the way he wanted it to go when he came out of Marshall, for him to be where he is right now, it shows you, man, you just never quit and you just never give up. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in segment two and segment three today. In segment three, let me skip ahead a little bit. Segment three, I told you all to submit your Monday mock drafts to me, and you did. I'm going to turn into Professor Wig, and I'm going to grade some of them. Some of y'all did some tremendous stuff, man, but I'm going to tell you, I got good news and bad news. Everybody did a good job. Everybody came up with a bunch of names that, you know, all seem like they're going to be good players. But here's the bad news. Too many of y'all came up with the same name, so that means it probably won't happen. So I'll because if it's too obvious, it won't happen. Nobody gets draft picks right. So I'll go over a lot of those. I'll try to mention you most by names in segment three. I know I might not be able to get to it. But in segment two, what I'm going to do here on Locked On Jaguars, and welcome to any new listeners here to Locked On Jaguars. Tony Wiggins has been covering the team for 9.5 years. We're ecstatic that, you know, you might be wondering, you know, how could you be happy about being 1-15? Well, because that's in the past. We're 1-15, but we have the number one pick. We have Urban Meyer as a coach. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence in the draft more than likely. and we have a whole bunch of salary cap space. So we're looking up. We're not worried about old stuff here. So welcome in and tune in. I'm glad you're here. But what I'm going to do in segment two is, since Byron Leftwich has had this career up and down, and now he's at an all-time high as a coach, and with Trevor Lawrence coming in as the first-round pick, what is the point and what is the threshold as a Jaguar fan that you'd be happy with Trevor Lawrence's success? Now, let's just assume we all, and this is why when people go, well, why don't you just trade him for Deshaun Watson? Here's why. It's because of the unknown. And folks think the unknown is the reason you do trade him for an established player. And I know there's more to it than that because it involves other picks, but we want to talk about that. The unknown is the reason why you won't trade him. And let me talk about the unknown. They don't know if his career arc or his best case scenario is Patrick Mahomes. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Drew Brees? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Deshaun Watson who wants out? Is it Josh Allen? That means he's going to have a slow start. What is it? What is the threshold where you'll be satisfied? If you say Patrick Mahomes a bust, then you're crazy because they're talking about the kid is the greatest of all time. So that would be nice, of course, to shoot for. But I got a better answer. How about just be Trevor Lawrence? How about just be Trevor Lawrence and carve your own niche and let us start comparing people. 5 years from now, we'll be comparing quarterbacks to you. That's what I think. And the unknown part of it is, I want Trevor Lawrence to be Trevor Lawrence because I want it to be something unique and I want it to be something uniquely Jacksonville. There you go. Because our attachment to Trevor Lawrence and his uniqueness that stands alone by itself, where he's not being compared to other people, where he's another person that they're comparing young quarterbacks to, gives Jacksonville another form of an independent identity. That's what I want. But there are a lot of people that saying, they love to go, it's this or bust. And that's not true. I saw something yesterday where someone said, with the Rams making all of those trades because they gave up draft picks, it's Super Bowl or bust. It's Super Bowl or bust for anybody. Do you think that because the Rams got Matthew Stafford that all of a sudden that makes Patrick Mahomes worse? No. What the Rams did was they said to themselves, this gives us a better chance to win than Jared Goff over the next couple of years. Period. Point blank in the discussion. It's not Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust for everybody. They're in no worse situation than anybody else. And if this doesn't work 4 years down the line, the Rams are going to be stink and they're going to have their draft picks back and they'll be starting over from scratch just like everybody else. People love saying stuff that sounds good, but it just doesn't make sense. So in segment two, we're going to look at the threshold. Where is the threshold for Trevor Lawrence, in your opinion? And we'll talk about why I think it's a dangerous thing to say he's got to be at least as good as this guy or as good as that guy. If you say he's got to be as good as Drew Brees got hurt and got released. You see why that's dangerous? Drew Brees' path was weird and it was different. If you say he's got to be Josh Allen, I'll say, yeah, watch it, because Josh Allen didn't start out that hot and people were ready to run him out of Buffalo at some point. We're going to do all of that, man, on this Tuesday edition. It's Super Bowl week, and we'll get right to it here on Locked On Jaguars. And if you're ready to get off the sideline and make you some money, there's only one place we go, and there's only one place we trust, and that's betonline.ag. That's right. Sign up today for a free account on betonline.ag and use the promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. I'm going to repeat that just in case you didn't hear it. If you sign on today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code Locked On, one word, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus. All types of prop bets. Who's going to score first? How long is the national anthem going to be? Who's going to win the coin toss? How will the first points be scored? Will there be an odd or even number amount of points scored in the game? All of that stuff, and you can even make a parlay and make so much more money if you win two or three bets on one ticket. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action and don't forget to use the promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. It's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. on social media, visit at betonline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code Locked On for your sign up bonus. Get more of the sports you need every day in less time with your new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. Peter Bukowski does a real good job. That's my buddy, man. Always super, super professional and very, very informative. He's the host of Locked On Packers, too. Yeah, man, getting back to this stuff with these quarterbacks, we have to be very, very careful what we ask for. And what I mean by that is if someone goes, man, I'd love for our quarterback to have, you know, the career of Aaron Rodgers. Okay, yeah, but Aaron Rodgers sat for 4 years. And what I mean, and I know people are going to say, ah, Wig, you're being nitpicky. No, I'm not. I'm not. Because you don't get to what Aaron Rodgers got to unless you went through what Aaron Rodgers went through. Having those 4 years, being in an organization, Aaron Rodgers didn't go to a 1-15 team. Aaron Rodgers went to a playoff team, and he watched one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And then when it was his chance, he was able to go in and play. So you have to understand that none of these situations are the same. You know, this is the type of situation where a guy like Vinny Testaverde went into. And I know that may predate a lot of you guys' football knowledge, but this is like a bad situation. This is the same situation that Joe Burrow went into last year. So what you really want is, and the thing that you are so, so hopeful for, and the thing that you are gracious for, is this. You hope that your quarterback goes to a situation where there has been change, where there's a taskmaster in place, where they have a plan, where they realize and they know that the responsibility will not be upon this guy to save them. They're going to make sure that they buffer and that the responsibility and that they're going to bring him along the right way. They're going to put a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of things around him that they're not strapped from a salary cap perspective, that they have the support of ownership, and that what they have is they want to build an infrastructure around him so that he's successful. And that's why this is so exciting for Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence. That is not the same situation that Blaine Gabbert came into. It is not the situation that Blake Bortles came into. It is not Bortles came to a situation where everyone was brand new and they were trying to figure it out. Blaine Gabbert came into a situation where everyone was in their last year and they was really much, pretty much trying to save themselves or close to their last year or, you know, and they were really, really trying to figure it out and save themselves. All right. And looked at him as the savior for the organization. And Leftwich came into a situation. It wasn't a bad situation. It was where they already had an established guy, but then that caused a little bit of dissension, right? Mm-hmm. Brunell ended up leaving and going to Washington. And Jack Del Rio didn't necessarily, it was almost similar to the Dwayne Haskins situation where Jack Del Rio probably didn't really want Byron Leftwich, but the difference between Leftwich and Haskins, of course, was that Leftwich was a very, very professional guy. That's why he is where he is now. He was really a good dude while he was here. He was really in tune to everything. It's just that he had a little bit of a wind up, a lot of a wind up. The team wasn't very good, and he wasn't horrible, but it's just that they realized at some point that he wasn't going to be a franchise guy, so they moved on. But super, super professional dude. So it starts to make you wonder about a career arc. If you ask me, this is a Troy Aikman situation because Jimmy Johnson comes in from the college ranks as a very, very determined coach who wants to win. He depended on some NFL people. He called Ernie Zampezi, who gave him North Turner. He brought some college people with him that he trusted. He had an owner, although an inexperienced owner, but an owner who was willing to do and be the best and surround him with the best. This is a very similar situation to that, with one caveat. They're sort of already a year ahead. Dallas had to get the draft picks once they got there. The Jaguars already have them. So the difference between the 1-15 team that Jimmy was 1-15 his first year. Urban inherits a 1-15 team. So that's why I say they're a year ahead. Jimmy was 1-15 and then went out and got all of this draft capital. Well, Urban inherits a 1-15 team with draft capital, and he has the quarterback. Whereas Jimmy got the quarterback first and then endured a bad season. So that's sort of your career track. And that's where, even though the game is a little bit different now, and it's a little bit, these guys adapt a little bit quicker, in my opinion, than those guys did 30 years ago. I think what you want to see happen is you want to see Trevor Lawrence not be like anyone else that's already out there. Even though I do think he could put up the numbers, because I think they're going to add some people in free agency, he could play like Justin Herbert played last year and maybe even look better doing it. That's what I think, because I think he's more talented. I don't, obviously the Jaguars don't have the weapons right now that the Chargers had last year, and they don't have some pieces on defense, but they very well could, throughout free agency in the draft, look similar to that. They've added Daryl Bevel as the offense coordinator and have announced that Brian Schottenheimer is joining Daryl Bevel. Familiarity. And there's some people saying, well, he got fired from his old job. Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett got fired from here, and he did a good job up in Green Bay. So he's going to have a different role here as the passing game coordinator. And they also hired the Penn State tight ends coach. And I know that's going to lead a lot of speculation to people thinking that, well, does that mean that they like Freiermuth, the tight end from Penn State? Probably. And it probably, more than anything, it doesn't mean he's going to end up here, but it means that they like his development. And it means that they like the fact that that coach has probably developed guys, and they like the way that that guy teaches. So therefore, what you see here now is, and this is what I mean by having a staff and having competence and putting in the type of thing that's going to allow Lawrence to be good and not end up like Leftwich and Gabbert and those guys. The thing is, the support staff I'm talking about is they're going to emphasize teaching. They're also going to emphasize structure. They're hiring a bunch of different coaches from different levels, and you're going to see the infrastructure is, you know, it's coach-centric, but it's not with an ego. It's coach-centric, but it's more coach-centric to the point of, we're going to support the players, then we're going to be getting credit for everything. And I think that's the happy medium that Shad Khan was really, really looking for. Now, so everyone's saying, okay, the draft. What are we going to get in the draft, Wig, man? We talked about free agency. I did a project yesterday where I talked about it a little bit. I named some names since the Senior Bowl is going and since the staff has been filling up. And you guys went crazy on me. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best to mention every single one of you guys. It's going to be hard because I don't have time. So if I don't get to you today, it'll definitely happen at some point this week, where I go back through and I look through some of your drafts, because I got them all, man, and I'm not going to forget any of them. I'm going to remember them all, okay? So I'm going to go through, but I'm going to talk about some of the commonalities, too, of these drafts, and I'm going to tell you why that's a good and a bad thing. It's a little bit funny, too, because it happens all the time. But it just, these things sort of take on a little bit of a life of their own. So what we'll do here is we'll get to that in the third segment, and we'll have some fun with some of the things that you guys submitted yesterday. And I do appreciate your interaction here on Locked On Jaguars. So hang tight, man. I'll get to that in just a second. I'm going to get to telling you about rockauto.com right now, because rockauto.com is the place you need to go for all your auto parts and accessories. You don't have to go stand in some line of a chain store, and you don't have to go to some junkyard and bang your hands up and mess your knuckles up trying to pull parts, when you can get the prices that you want at rockauto.com. It's a family-owned business that's been in business for over 2 decades, and they got everything you need from the Rooter to the Tooter for any vehicle that you want. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car and truck, and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so that they know that we're the ones who sent you. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you will ever need are at rockauto.com. Look, chain stores are fine, right? But they have different tiers and different prices for pros and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. So go see RockAuto.com today. And remember, in that box where they ask, how did you hear about us, make sure you write Locked On so they know that we are the ones who sent you. Trying to get those taxes done, there's nowhere else to go, man, right now but TurboTax Live. No two people are alike, and no two tax returns are alike either. Thankfully, TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who are ready to listen to you and learn about your unique tax situation and help you get the best tax outcome. Maybe you get married this year or got married last year and you have some questions about how that affects your filing status. Maybe you want an expert to review your return so you don't miss any deductions on the new house you just bought. Or maybe you just want to hand the whole thing off from start to finish so you can focus on fixing that old 76 Seville you have in your garage on those bricks. Whether you want to file with the help of an expert or let an expert file for you, TurboTax Live experts give you the confidence to know that your uniquely you taxes are done right. Intuit TurboTax Live. Alrighty, man. Welcome to the third segment of Locked On Jaguars, where we go over your draft picks. Some teams that have drafted well in the past that have won Super Bowls, the Giants. It was real fun yesterday on Locked On Giants yesterday. We're talking about our old former quarterback, Byron Leftwich, and our new quarterback, hopefully in a couple of months, Trevor Lawrence. Patricia Traynor, who's the host of Locked On Giants. Yeah, it was Manning Monday yesterday on Locked On Giants today. Yesterday, it was awfully fun, man. So you need to go back and check that out. It was an exclusive interview with Eli and Archie Manning on the Locked On Giants feed. And you can get an exclusive look at one of football's premier family dynasties. Listen to a special edition of Locked On Giants. After this podcast, go back and click on that, man. That was pretty fun. I had Archie on there, too, and Eli was roasting his brother a little bit about those lack of spirals. So it's always fun when we can talk about our Locked On family and have some fun with that stuff. So the draft, and will we end up 25 years from now having that type of fun with Trevor Lawrence? It's quite possible, but we have to build that legacy first, man. We really, really do. And it comes with winning. It comes with winning. You know, you got to win before you have that fun. And most of us around here are really, really excited that Trevor Lawrence is going to be the guy to get the Jaguars to that point. I asked you guys to submit some draft stuff yesterday, and if I'm not mistaken, my man Ryan Oakley was the first one to do it. So I'm going to go through a couple of picks real quick. You're going to hear very, very, very familiar tone to a lot of these. Trevor obviously went first with the second pick in the second round. In the first round, J.C. Horn, big-time corner. I don't think he's going to be there that late. Liam Eichenberg, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame, in the top of the second round. Let me tell you, that's a very popular pick, but let me tell you why. They would have to go back to a zone blocking scheme, and I don't know if they're going to do that. That's where Eichenberg, according to the people I study, that's where he fits in better. And I don't know if he has the athleticism, even though he's a very, very good player. He's sort of an old school guy, though. Christian Barmore was the other pick. I don't think he's going to be there this late, but that's a very familiar name. Also, Brevin Jordan, the third best tight end in this draft, in my opinion, is another familiar name. Javon Holland, the safety, is a name that you're going to hear a lot. Shai Smith is another one. And then there's Tutu Atwell, and you've heard, you're going to hear a lot of people talk about him. I'll move up and move through some other people. Jags man Indy, he said Trevor Lawrence. Trevon Mooring in the first round, a safety out of TCU. That's actually a very good pick. Rondale Moore is a name that you'll hear a lot. I did not see other names that were too familiar with that. As we move up, my man Joaquin Garina. Joaquin went with, I see the second round pick. He had Jalen Mayfield, Christian Barmore, Rondale Moore. You're going to see some names. The first time I saw this name was here, but you're going to see this a lot. In the fourth round, Trey Sermon, the running back out of Ohio State. So you'll see a lot of that going on as well. My man Crash gave me some free agency. I like some of them. I like John Johnson, the safety. He picked Leonard Williams. He even mentioned Allen Robinson and said keep Cam Robinson on a one-year deal. He suggested taking Kevin King, the DB, the corner from Green Bay, on a one-year deal, and Jadeveon Clowney on a one-year deal. A lot of one-year deals for a team with a bunch of cap space, so I don't really like that. You don't have to do one-year deals at this point. Clowney is cooked, in my opinion, and 1 year at $14 million is a waste of money. Kevin King, he lacks confidence. I'd go get Akili Witherspoon from San Francisco before I touch Kevin King. And a one-year deal for Cam Robinson. That's a lot of one-year money. That's $32 million in one-year deals. Guaranteed. You don't have to sign one-year deals right now. You don't have to do that if you're Jacksonville. One-year deals are for a team that there's no reason for you to sign a whole bunch of one-year deals if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, unless it's at left tackle. But if I sign a one-year deal, it's not going to be to retain Cam Robinson. It'll be go get an older player or another veteran while I draft another one. But he did have drafting Trevor Lawrence, Trevon Mooring, Sam Cosmi, who I like, a tackle from Texas, who I think will be gone by the time the Colts pick. Pat Freiermuth, there he is. And then Sean Wade, Jacksonville's own Sean Wade, with pick 65. So you see that there's a pretty much a theme with guys so far in these drafts, and I'll run through a couple of more as I can. My man with the first pick, I got on him, man, because he chose everybody from Alabama except Nick Saban. Let's see. He chose Trevor Lawrence, Alex Leatherwood, Christian Barmore, Javon Holland, Deontay Brown, Trey Sermon, Keith Taylor, LeBrian Ray. Yeah, he damn near took the whole Bama team on here. And that's cool because they're a bunch of good players. If you do take a guy from Bama outside of Barmore, I'm not big on Leatherwood like a lot of people, but I do like Landon Dickerson. So, but Barmore is showing up. Freiermuth is showing up. Trevon Mooring is showing up. Patrick Jones, somebody got Patrick Jones here. Let me see who this is. Cody Hutchinson has Patrick Jones going in the fourth round. Cody, love you to death. And he was there. And I see you got my man Marquez Stevenson too. Patrick Jones ain't going to be nowhere near that fourth round because some of these, even though the Draft Network does a really, really good job, I don't think the rankings have quite been updated yet like they will, but he's not going to be anywhere near the fourth round. I don't think he's going to be there in the third round. So let me move on, and I'm going to get to a couple more of these before I close out real quick. This is a good year, by the way, to draft from Alabama. This is a real good year. And there's a theme here. Let's see. This is from Josh, Ghost of Spartan. And I'll get to some more of these as we move on because a lot of people sent some to me last night when I got off the grid. I had to take some meds. I had a real bad migraine. So we got Trevor Lawrence, Christian Barmore, Liam Eichenberg, Pat Freiermuth, Trevon Mooring, Trey Sermon, Armani Rogers. See, so there's a theme here, and this is what I want to discuss with you guys. We're getting locked into these dudes, right, that are fits. This guarantees me 1,000% that we're not getting any. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence, and we might get one of these other guys. I want you guys to start thinking about some other people because we never, ever, 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 ever hit. I think the most Jaguar players I've ever gotten was three. That's it. The most I've ever gotten was three, and that's with a staff and a coaching staff and a scouting staff that I was extremely used to. We don't know these people very much. So that's what's going to make this more and more difficult. But everybody's getting locked into these same names. And historically, that tells you that this won't happen. All right? That it won't happen. So I'm gonna read some more of these, you know, tomorrow, and I'll get through them. But I want you guys to start working on some different names and some different people and some different possibilities too. And some different scenarios. All right? Because I'm telling you, ain't nothing wrong. And we'll come back to these because I always say your first mind is good. And then we'll go through some more. And then right before the draft, I say, now go back to what you said the first time, because that's kind of the way I roll. But I want you guys to start leaving the possibilities and the probabilities open that there might be something else that happens. All right, man, this is the Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. You guys keep taking care of each other. We'll have hump day tomorrow. I'm going to do my best to get some guests, some good guests on very, very soon. some quarterback coaches as we talk about Trevor Lawrence. We don't have to dissect these quarterbacks anymore because we now have the number one pick, but I'm going to still have some quarterback coaches on to tell you some things that you need to look for, some other position coaches. And as we get closer to talk about some of these guys, I'm going to reach out to some of the college guys that covered some of the prospects that you guys keep talking about and bring them on to see what type of people they are as well. Until then, man, take care of each other and do not forget about all of our programming here on Locked On Jaguars, man, because I'm telling you, it's a bunch of it. It's a whole bunch of it. We got a lot of stuff going on. Listen, I need you guys to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you right now. This episode today is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Have a good day. Take care. We'll see you the same time tomorrow here on Locked On Jaguars.